guys. Oh my God. Welcome back to another episode of the Maverick Podcast. It's been a while. I'm so sorry, guys. It's been a while since I had an episode up, but I'm trying my best. Every Friday, I'll be releasing an episode. But without much further ado, today we have a very special guest. Don't mind about the time, but she was able to come through from work where she was at. She's so dedicated to her work. I like the way she works, and I just really thank her for making time to come on the podcast today and share a few topics we're going to be discussing tonight. But I want to welcome her officially. You guys will clap for her with me. I'm going to do a drum roll. Drum roll. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Maverick Podcast.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Mavericks Podcast. I am your girl, Miss Hira. Yeah, I am Hira.
That you is guys heard name. Miss Hira, not yeah. Mrs. It's Miss.
Yeah, it's Miss. Miss Hira.
It's Miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I am glad to
join us today.
To join you. Yeah. Uh-huh. To be here. Yeah. I'm glad to join you.
Nice. Yeah. Hira. Oh, you said Miss Hira, right?
Yeah, Miss Hira.
Miss Hira, where are you from?
Miss Hira is from Thika Road. I stay along Thika Road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And who's this Miss Hira? What does Miss Hira like to do? Who's this beautiful girl? You guys, by the way, she's so beautiful. I can see her face. She's smiling,
woo!
Laughing. Oh my God. You guys have seen her. Oh my God. But we'll see a picture later on the podcast. So tell us who's this Hira.
Hira is just a girl who I happen to sell fries for a living.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Just the fries,
I'm
right?
I'm the plug yeah, of
you
fries.
You guys, if you need fries, just location.
Talk to me. Location is Kahawa Bendani.
Yes.
Yeah, at past Clean Shelf. Yeah. Yes. Rickels, only Rickels. At Rickels.
Only at Rickels.
Yeah. So that's where I plug fries.
So you make
fries.
The best fries and
I
contest.
Make the best fries.
Wow.
So you should come. You should come.
Hey guys, disclaimer. Yeah. You also make the best pancakes in Bendani. By the way, your pancakes.
Yeah.
You guys, I've tested your pancakes.
Ocho wakujua onje then, but sindo.
Wakujua kwanza.
Wakujua onje sindo.
Yeah.
But anyway, they won't regret. Anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice knowing you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining in tonight, today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, so as you heard, Hira makes very delicious food. So, Anyways, today we're going to talk about something that's been affecting so many people in the whole world, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of people are struggling with procrastination. That's going to be the theme of what we'll be talking about today.
Yeah.
And in your own words, Tumeda Shivilasiso Water, Sindio, what would you define procrastination as? What's procrastination?
Procrastination. For me, I think procrastination is like you, it's the act of postponing. It's like postponing something you were to do for later, unknown, maybe for unknown time and for an unknown period of time.
Yes.
So for me, I think that is just postponing something you're supposed to do for later. Yeah. Yeah.
What a definition, guys. Do you think procrastination is a major problem in the world right now?
Yeah, for me, I think, yeah. Okay, for me, in an effect, I think I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I know a few others.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe there are so many others out there I don't know about who are also affected by procrastination. Yeah.
Oh, it seems to be something that even me, I've been procrastinating
for
quite a lot.
Yes,
making episodes is not easy by the way, you guys.
Yeah.
Getting guests.
Being consistent.
Consistent.
Yeah.
You have to drop an
sometimes
episode.
You just overthink of, yeah.
Yeah, things just happen out of control and find yourself or do what's happening actually.
True.
But you try our best. As much as people procrastinate, at the end of the day, they're still able to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Njoku msenda za sema, ana procrastinate, but atafanya kitu at the end of it.
Hey, atafanya.
So, ni tunafanya, unafanya bado na procrastinate another day. Tena. Njoku utasema, if I procrastinate, I'll still do it
eventually,
like last time.
Eventually. Like, but that is what gives you the psych to do it again.
To do it again.
The nerve to do it again, to repeat that.
Like your total assignments are supposed to be collected on Monday morning.
Yeah,
it's a Friday.
Uh-huh.
You have to go out and party with your friends. Then Saturday, you'd like, and the first Saturday, you'd like to go to church. Then all of a sudden it's a Monday, you've not done an assignment, you know.
Yeah, and look for too.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about like situations whereby you've been affected. Have you been affected personally with procrastination?
Procrastination?
Yeah.
Definitely. Nimesema, I'm a victim. I'm
Everybody
a victim
has.
Of, yeah, okay, most people have, of have been a victim of procrastination. Mm-hmm. And I think, me too, I have been. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had an incident. Maybe nimekucha
pay story. Can't wait to see it. I think the listeners...
Maybe pay story.
Many chapia?
Yeah, probably. Well, like, of about some schoolwork I was supposed to do. So, apparently, there was this time I was to go back to school. Like, I was to start off my semester.
Yes.
And the fees were already even, they were already paid. But...
The fees were already paid?
Fees, because zimelipwa. Lakini sasa, I procrastinated on something.
But is that
joining classes? Yeah. What?
The fees were already paid.
Okay. The fees were paid. The fees were paid.
Guys.
Hey, Kizungu,
disclaimer.
Kuja
na maili.
Hey, manze. Sorry. Sorry. Hi.
Manze. Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Yeah. The fees were paid.
Yeah.
So yeah. The fees were paid. But Mimi, I delayed on joining the classes.
You delayed on joining the classes?
Yeah, the classes were online, so I delayed on joining the classes.
Oh my God.
And, where?
Then what happened?
But I procrastinated. I said, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to join tomorrow. Anyway, deadline is jafika, you know. Like, it's I'm so easy on that, as in asema tu hivo. Wah, deadline silifika. And then I was like, wah. I have to send an email to check up on how I'm going to join classes. But the one who I talked to, kaniambiaje, yo, it's too late to join classes.
Wow.
Yeah. She told me it's too late to join classes. You know what you do? Just ask for an academic leave. Yeah, and evil too. Akuna, there's no way, there's no other way. So yeah, I was left with the job of now calling off the semester. That's a story for another day.
Special lady there. That's insane, man.
Aki, imagine yani niliwaste hivyo time nikakosa kujoin classes, yani nikiona
tu I'm
a do, and then there's something that's telling you hey,
sufanya that's a small cup voice,
but you're like
your body's like no, you can't do it.
Ati relax kesho. You'll do it kesho.
First thing in the morning.
There's that thing. But what? Aki, I'm telling you, it's a disease, manze. As
you
in,
think?
It covers you up, as in, when a kumeza tu vibaya, yeah.
You just want to
and
be
it
that
messes
bubble.
You up, yeah. Like, before you know it, umefuck up things. Okay,
yeah,
you've messed up things. Yeah.
That's very true. Once you do one mistake, it fucks you up the whole way.
No,
feel like, mana singeenda. By the way, you guys like waking up. What time do you wake up in the morning? Like for me on the Maverick, I wake up at 5 a.m. by the 5 a.m. club. You guys want to join the 5 a.m. club? I'll leave a description. I have a group by the WhatsApp group. We call the 5 a.m. club. So we wake each other up at 5 a.m. We do meditation for 30 minutes.
Some napigiana calls. Like
yeah, WhatsApp
calls.
WhatsApp video calls. Napiga. Claim to engage. Tan. 5 a.m. Yeah. So we go online. We talk. Then we meditate. And then we just share a few things. And then we start off a day. I think when you begin a day early in the morning, you prepare so well. Is that right?
Yeah. Kunaile, when you wake up early, you get to do so much before, as in by the time, kuna kucha, you know. Like, I guess time is added when you wake up early. Like, you're given bonus of time. I don't know why.
You just feel like your day is easy.
Yeah, your day is easy. Uliamka mapema. By the time inafika saa tatu, like, you've done so much. You've taken breakfast. You've done a couple of things. Maybe ulienda gym. gym, ulirudi, you've done a few things, you're now going to work or something.
Asi imagine mtu anamka saa tano.
Aki, saa tano siku inaisha, man.
Unamka, unenda, you go to look for lunch, Aki. You eat, get satisfied, you sleep.
And then it's three.
There's something about three. When it gets to three, it's kama siku imeisha. Satisa
manze.
Satisa siku imeisha.
Nivo.
Na iwe the Nairobi manze barit.
Wow. Kwanza saimi na dhani July imeisha wapi.
August is still cold.
August is, it's still cold.
God, oh, please, ay, bring us the sunshine.
Hey,
not one of me okwenche na they don't have significant others.
He needs to do something.
Do something for the single nation.
Yeah, manze, tunayumia. Manze,
maumia kabana.
Hey, man.
Yeah, so that thing is a big deal, manze.
Yeah, it's a big deal, yeah. Procrastination eventually is a big deal, yeah.
I used to procrastinate sometimes. Mm-hmm.
What is your instance of procrastination?
There's a time, manze, we had an exam 2 weeks. I was like, that's all my. You just, that's all my truth. Then kalala, I woke up, the exam was tomorrow. Well, I don't know what happened these 2 weeks. I never held a single book to read. Imagine when the exam was shit. Because some procrastination has made me like fail like this.
Yeah.
So I went to the exam room. I opened the exam paper. I just see the questions, but I can't see the answers. Then I just went on the booklet and started to draw my admission number slowly by slowly until when the 2 hours elapsed.
For real?
Yeah, because I couldn't write anything literally.
You didn't have content at all.
I was like, you know, when a kid is given like. A primary kid given high school exam.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking the questions. I'm so unfamiliar with those questions. Mm-hmm. So from there, I really had to wake up from procrastination. And that's what the next segment is going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Ways you can avoid and the ways you can be able to bounce back. I know people have procrastinated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can't forgive themselves.
Some sometimes you end up... There are people who've done bigger things like kuna watu... Ome procrastinate kufanya something and it has led to serious consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you end up feeling like anyway you blame yourself for you didn't do something about it and you had the chance. You know, for procrastination, you know you're supposed to do it,
but you can't.
There's still something that is holding you back, like inakwambia, I don't know, inakwambia imekushikilia usifanye hiyo kitu. I don't know why, but that is procrastination. Unakwama kufanya kitu yenye unajua unafaa kukifanya. So some things are serious, they have serious consequences. So I think when you feel like you're blaming yourself, you feel like you can't forgive yourself for procrastinating something. It's something that happens.
And do you believe that people who are just straight, like people who are just like are not affected by procrastination, like they wake up early, they have a schedule, after here I'm going for church for 25 minutes, I have to see you for 10 minutes. Do you think that people who have such a schedule, like that, they're so into like work ethic?
The people who...
When they say, I'll meet you at 5:32, it's 5:32 a.m.
We're talking about six.
What?
Out and pata. That's just it.
Do you think we can be able to reach out
that
kind of a level?
You can, with mindset. Maybe live, like, ukisema as in uta, when you put your mind to something.
Yeah.
For me, I usually say, if I put my mind into something, like, trust me, it's going to work, like, itafanya, itaweza. Nice. Yeah, but if I'm just like, dilly-dallying here and here, I'll be like, akuna, nothing is moving, you know.
Nothing
is moving,
And you believe, like, laziness is associated
with procrastination.
Like, people procrastinate.
You're lazy. No. I think lazy, uko lazy on, okay, you are lazy on procrastination is laziness on a specific thing, like you're supposed to do something na hufanyi, so uko na uzembe wa kuifanya, but doesn't mean that generally you are a lazy person. Umekuwa tu ukikaa, you are a lazy
person.
It's called trying. We try out.
So we're not lazy people.
We are not lazy people. It's just we have a sickness plan. Aki, I'm telling you, procrastination is real.
But once you release yourself out of it,
I know from that thing, it's like a bondage. It's like a bondage.
Yeah,
because some of us are even sitting on potential.
A huge potential.
Yeah, we're not doing anything about it at it because now,
now imagine you find now. You find now maybe you're in love with someone, then he's also procrastinating all of you people.
Yeah.
Now who will be the one to leave this other person?
Aki. Eh? You know, true.
Manze.
So, yeah, that's procrastination.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. But we deal with it every day in every day of our lives, but we try to minimize as much as possible.
Yeah, we try to minimize.
Which way do you think people can, like, minimize? I know you can't stop, like,
I know, tomorrow.
Like, about five. Utarudu lale tena.
Yeah. Kuna ile.
Like, have a goal, have a motivation.
Mm-hmm. A motivating factor. Kitu itafanya, unataka kuamka. Nataka kuamka kesho asubuhi because I have to go where and where. Like, have it in your head that you pin something. Like, this is the motivation. This is why I'm going to wake up.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up because I have to go look for a job. I'm going to wake up because I have to go and find something.
Yeah.
ABCD. For me, think, kama hiyo, have a motivation, number one, a motivating factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to avoid procrastination, to if you want to do things, cha-cha.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I see people with some charms.
Again, another one,
uh-huh.
Don't overthink. Like, usi overthink your story.
Mm.
Like, kuna vitu zingine, manze, see just about kuamka kwenda kufanya. There are some things that maybe it's even talent. Unakalia, you have talent, but you're sitting on it and you're saying, I'm going to look for
someone to help me.
Those stories, and you're overthinking, or you're there asking, saying, as in, I don't know what time, right time, as in,
yeah,
you're there
the right time.
At the right time. Am I ready yet? Am I nini?
Watcha
ni chill, nifiki hapa na hapa, ndo nieze kufanya hivi na hivi. And you're like, apana, you never get to do it eventually.
Yeah.
Like,
ukianza
ku overthink on that thing, you never get to do it eventually. So don't overthink. Like, kama you wanna do it, as in, usifikirie mara mbili, we fanya.
Fanya
do
too.
Do it.
Yeah.
Kisi badae, as in, matokeo, badae, you know, like, yeah. Always, like, you can tell yourself it's now or never.
Mm-hmm.
Not only kushoot, even kushoot short, sema tu it's now or never. Or like, put your...
That was nice, guys. That was 2 minutes of really, really nice advice from our beautiful guests. A beautiful guest.
Nasema mini motivational speaker.
Hey, unaweza hiyo kazi unawezana nayo. Hey, mwangie mpaka you guys even tomorrow. I'm going to wake up even at 4 a.m.
Hi! Chai!
Wa?
Hi!
For a routine, nakwambia.
Okay.
Yeah, but we do our best na hii dunia yetu pia kuna so many challenges. People are going through a lot. Personally, I believe that might be the cause of such things.
Yeah.
Yeah, with so much hate in the world right now.
Yeah,
negative energy.
Yeah.
So trying to keep yourself positive is not easy. Nowadays it's mental health awareness. When we were born, did we ever hear about mental health awareness? Is it 2002, 2003? I mean, I always wonder because from my background.
It's changing. But see, let's say, is it that the world is changing so much? What's up?
There's just too much things in the world. I think social media is one of the causes of all depression. This too much.
Pressure leads to depression, as in,
even the cost of living, you know.
And
I think even Corona is really, really affected so many people
mentally, because you can't believe, like, we're going to live with this pandemic.
You know, the loss of a loved one or the loss of someone you
like. You love,
you can't be the same.
It won't be the same.
Yeah,
Unless
it's
a void. It's a void you can never fill again. But we move regardless.
One of politicians in Kenya likes to say, inasema, wakati kama si hu, ni sasa.
Nani yo?
Wakati kama si hu, ni sasa. I believe you can name who that politician is. You guys can comment on the description and send me your answers. Me and here will come and look at the answers and see who got it right, right?
Yeah.
But if you want to do something good now, if you want to go to the gym, go tomorrow.
Drag yourself. Like, kesho.
Enda uko.
Like it's now or never. As in, kesho ama never again. Yeah. Like it's kesho or never again.
Wake your ass up and say that I'm going to do it. Even if it sucks.
Yeah, even if it sucks. Mm. And you might end up by the unanezi vitu zenye una expecting maybe they're gonna give you bad results. They give you nice results.
You
like
go there,
the
you
best.
Meet people like, wow. Meet someone who wants to get a job.
Yeah.
More times I don't stay in the house, but talk in unapata chakula.
But
then shika hiyo enda nayo.
Unapata pesa hapo nje, but when you are like in this.
I think human beings were designed to be more outside than just staying at one place. So soldier on, anytime you feel mixed feelings, just you can also pray to God. Whether you
talk
even
to God.
Talk to God.
In stranded situations, manze, as in ambia God, Lord, you know I don't know how to do this. I'm not sure, but I know you're going to guide me. Like you're going to go forward. Mbele,
You guys stay tuned for a song for me and Hira. We're also gonna sing a song. I think that song is easy because it talks about casting your burdens unto Jesus Christ. Yeah. People should pray to God.
Because
you're gonna make people bongo and I know what's going to happen.
Wait, what one acheza? Okay, what one acheza na Mungu out here, but that's a story for another day, right?
So we have two segments before we go to the entertainment zone. A song from the two of us today. So a message to other people. I'll just say, you guys, if you're going through anything, just talk to your friends. Feel free to share and just have that motivating factor. The way our guest told us, have a motivating factor. Hata kama ni kitambo unaweka kwa kichwa, unaweka kwa bag, unasema
ni pesa.
Ama chain.
Can be money.
Can be even life itself.
Yeah, life. Mm. You wanna see the beautiful sky.
Yeah, ama you watch these movies.
You wanna see daylight.
Like, wow, you guys are partying and flying jets.
Yeah.
We say, manze, pay me one day, I want to be in that car.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a message I'll say to you guys, and you guys know the podcast. We've been trying our best every single Friday. Even I might bring on to co-host me sometime because I've been alone for quite a long time. Yeah, you can co-host people over here in this podcast, right?
Definitely.
Thank you so much for being on the Marvel Podcast, Ira.
Yeah.
It was amazing to hear from
Thank
you.
Thank you too. It was nice, by the way.
Any last message?
It's a nice experience.
What last message you want to tell to the listeners of the Marvel Podcast? I know there's so many. We have like 13 countries right now who are listening to this podcast. We thank you for sharing, and it's been an amazing journey. I think here I will tell you something from a beautiful country, Kenya.
From Kenya
to the world.
For me, I just say, you guys go for what you want. Go for it. If you want yani, go for it. Eventually you have to yani. Don't hold yourself back. That thing is like a spirit. Ni kama ka spirit ya kukushika tu, you're holding yourself back and it's toxic. So just don't please be allergic to toxic vibes. Toxic vibes in involve your procrastination. Yani you hold yourself back. That holding yourself back, and I hope we redeem ourselves from that. I'm a victim, mini victim kubwa sana. I'm talking because I need redemption.
Yeah,
dear Lord, I need redemption.
Yeah,
I need redemption. So yeah, go for what you want. Yeah, do
forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. Ah, manze, it's never that serious, man.
Fuck up,
life. Yeah, it's never that serious. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So finally, our final segment, we're gonna sing a song of appreciation, because this topic is concerning. We need answers from God also. So anything we remember to go high school, obviously. Yeah, what a friend we have in Jesus.
All the things I'm still to have. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, what cause we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Happy troubles and temptations.
Who will all our sorrows share? Take it. The message of the song is take it.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like we're joking on this song, but then we need to do atukwa. Okay, by the way, this was kind of an ambush. Yeah. Lazima niseme umtu. I mean, ambush. We need to do really? Practice. That is why tunaumauma mdomo. Anyway, we're gonna do this again. Better. Yeah, with the lyrics in hand. Manze. Yeah. We're gonna give you a better one.
We're gonna have a guitar.
Even a guitar. Yeah. We're gonna do a guitar.
Bring a guitar and
that was ambush. Anyway.
But at least our voices are not that bad.
Simbayasan. At least.
First dance was okay. Was okay. The first dance was okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
All right, that was from the Marvel podcast. See you guys again very soon on another episode. I'll be featuring a beautiful guest once again. Thank you for listening, sharing. Thank you for your support. Yeah, if you need to support the podcast, the movement also, you know what to do on my number right there. And as well, thank you guys for showing that love, man. You guys usually show me the love every week, man.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Keep it up. Yeah.
Thank you and ciao.
Have a nice time. Bye.
Bye.